The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
Once these four heavily armored dwarves fall into this
pit
trap.
They were clerics a minute ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Says the heavily armed cleric.
Oh, my bad.
Dwarven cleric.
With his book open to a dwarf in full plate armor.
I got nothing. Let's just go. My bad.
I see somebody has picked up the Lucas crown tonight.
Yes. I see your dumbassery and I raise you.
Ahead of you, you can see two fungus patches. And from this one, right over here, you hear just an ear-piercing shriek start.
Like a grimlock?
Nope.
Like a cackle fever?
Nope. Roll me an intelligence check, Matt.
Uh-oh.
Add an extra proficiency bonus.
Okay. Well, I'm not proficient.
Does that mean it's made of rock?
You are proficient. Just...
He's telling you are. Roll a f***ing die. So, okay. That was a 7, so my proficiency bonus is 2. 11?
What's your intelligence bonus?
0.
Okay, I thought it was negative.
You fixed that, didn't you?
No. Morik. He's not rolling for Matt.
Ah.
So you got a what? 11?
Yeah.
No. Not good enough.
All right.
Okay.
Didn't know what I was rolling for, so I don't really care. Dick.
Herbalism.
Dick.
Herbalism.
Yep.
Well, that's...
I got alchemy. Does that help?
Nope. That's more like burning plants than knowing how plants
grow. Wouldn't that be survival?
There are ingredients involved.
Wouldn't that be survival?
No.
Fuck you. If we had a good DM, it would be.
Go ahead. So you got one cleric left?
There are four in a pit. We can get them out.
Okay.
As long as their armor is not too heavy.
You're right down there.
Thanks for finding the pit trap.
They're healing themselves up, pulling themselves off of spikes.
Hey, they're pulling themselves off.
What are you doing?
They're making like a chain, pushing a ladder
forward.
Out of themselves.
Roll for initiative.
I mean, if you're going to just start a fight,
against
just start
the pit trap?
Fight.
Huh?
Against the pit trap?
No.
No, against a screaming thing Matt couldn't identify.
Oh. The screaming shrooms of Yerber.
Actually, it's called a shrieker.
Is it from Tremors,
how do you
too?
Calculate initiative is just plus...
Your
initiative?
Your initiative. Your dex.
Right, but it's just plus dex. It's not
it
plus
is a dex check.
Just checking. My stats have changed, so I'm making sure everything was updated properly because I've never erased it.
Cody.
What are you even
9.
Playing? Troy.
16.
Matt. 10. Lucas.
13.
Sucks when you can't read other people's dice, doesn't it?
It's really far away.
You missed that earlier. He was pulling some bullshit to pass some rolls. It's fine.
Okay, you guys are back here at this cave entrance. There is something screaming down that way. You have four clerics down. You have one still on the ground, trying to reach down and grab these ones, but not able to reach them.
We got rope, don't we?
Yeah.
Toss them some rope.
Well, we need to probably act in initiative order since we rolled initiative. Not to tell you how to do your DM job.
Yeah, I'm...
This is not Wushu.
Orc?
That's funny.
It was a fun-ass game. Okay, Troy, you're up. What would you like to do?
Two chicks at the same time.
I can do nothing really to help them, except, I guess, physically help them. I am not strong, though, so that's not going to... But meat shields would be nice. I'm going to attempt to try and help a dwarf up. I'll assist the remaining cleric and...
Okay, you're using rope, you...
Yeah, we'll throw down some rope.
He's going to burn a side point and turn his arm into a ladder or whatever the f*** he could do.
Okay.
Climb up, guys.
G.I. Joe.
Lucas.
Bonus action. Can't do that. Don't have enough points. Wait a minute. No, we rested.
Yeah, we rested.
Never mind.
Yeah,
yes.
We're all good.
Yeah, tough high.
Everything.
Lucas.
Can we get around the pit?
Yes.
Can erase all of this.
Because you might go around the pit and step direct pit.
I know, I'm kind of afraid
of that.
Make sure
you say your quips into the mic.
It wasn't a quip, I was just warning him.
No, I know, but you were saying what the audience was currently thinking.
screaming into their speakers while they drive off of a bridge.
They don't drive off the bridge until they know for sure Lucas has done it.
There you go.
They've learned their lesson.
I'll start trying to help the clerics out of the pit.
Why don't you just fly him up?
Because I don't want to fall again.
Matt,
just keep track.
There's too many cooks in the kitchen. I want to go see what's screaming.
So you're just moving up?
I'm moving up, and I'm
to the east side
cautiously.
Are you double moving or
cautiously?
Then you're stopping there.
Oakley doakley.
Cody.
Matt's 20, right, from me, or 25? I can't see from the 15. Wings. So can you move me 15 to Matt? Can I step through Matt and get on the other side?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can I go bring me one more step diagonally? I got one more step, right?
This way?
Yes.
I really need to lower this thing.
Just depends on where you're putting your mouth.
Just like your standards.
That's what she said.
I'm going to take my defensive stance.
Okay. Everybody make me a perception check.
Nat 20.
Gosh, 18.
13.
Oh, I could. We make a real new rule where everybody only uses like white colored dice or light colored dice.
18.
The rep's half white.
That was a nat 20, Jeff.
It was. You can hear voices further down this way.
I believe Nord Games would like to thank me for my role.
Good call.
Thank you.
We would like to thank Nord Games for that role.
Thank you, Nord Games.
Maybe.
We're still waiting on a big check, right?
Big. Huge.
Like the cartoon size ones.
Absolutely.
Ed, whatever his name, who's probably long since dead, and he's knocking on the door.
Ed, just give me one of them big checks.
That guy got one.
That's a 20, get him, come on.
It's a good movie.
You sure?
I didn't interrupt you.
I'm just waiting.
What down. You?
You want to tell? I get your tail by 2 o'clock.
It just doesn't get old, does it?
No.
The only weapon we have against you is our wit and our interruptions.
Because God knows it isn't our understanding of the rules or experience.
Somewhere down past this fungus grove, not even a full grove, but a mass of fungus, you hear voices. You hear voices in Dwarven chanting. You can pick out bits of it. You're kind of far away to really hear it. But then you hear one voice ring out above all the others. You hear the word Demogorgon.
Sweet.
Nat 20, you hear a gate lock open on this side.
Maybe nix what I said.
Mm-hmm. Just run.
No. Troy and I had a plan, but I'm thinking now that I have misinterpreted. I don't mind supporting, like, you know, anarchy, but like those who are gonna summon, like, you know, Demogorgon. I thought we were dealing with like Che Guevara here, where I don't think we are.
Yeah, no, it doesn't seem so. More so, Aleister Crowley.
Wow. If Aleister Crowley were successful.
Well, that's very true.
Which he would have been had he actually, you know, done it. It's what he always said anyway. Shouldn't he die in like an old folks home in Yorba Linda or some shit like that?
Yep.
Troy.
Hi.
Your turn.
1953 or something.
Are we to thank our sponsors? You don't care about.
Are we successfully pulling the dwarfs out of the pit?
What's that? I'm sorry.
Are we successfully pulling the?
Make an athletics check.
What's that?
It looks like a nat 20 from here because can't read it.
That's a 6, so 7.
Not much. No.
Okay.
Anything else?
No.
Are you all done, Troy?
Yes.
What Lucas? Did you do?
Nothing.
I just tried helping the dwarves up.
Same thing then. From helping
athletics
them
athletics check.
Just keep in mind that something's going to come running down that hallway sooner or later.
Yep.
And that's a very bizarre place to put just Oon pit trap.
21.
Okay, one will get halfway up. What?
Nothing.
Climb at half speed.
If he could bend down and reach him, then he would have enough speed to come up.
No, they had to use ropes.
Earlier.
What?
Did I not say you would need to use ropes? You had
said
to
you
use
could
ropes.
Use ropes.
Not this one.
Retconned. Once again.
Can you tell us who the next person is that you would like to play with, Jeff?
Matt.
Yeah, I'll just up them like here-ish. Do I see anything?
The big empty hallway.
No, this. Do I see what this is?
How far away is that? I mean, you can see it's a shrieker.
And what's a shrieker?
It's fungus.
Like it's one big fungus?
No, it's growing in among a bunch of other fungus.
Should I attack it?
I mean,
it's an alarm system.
Yup.
Yeah, so I'll go ahead and Sacred Flame it.
Alarm!
Okay.
Deck save.
Sorry, they were screaming allies.
It's alarm. Allies. Either way, no matter what word is being said, that woman freaks me out every time I watch that.
Oh,
woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nutbuck.
Is she Asian? She looks Asian.
She's a Nazi. She definitely does not look German.
Like your standard Nazi.
Yeah.
It fails.
It fails the save?
Yeah. Doesn't move a whole lot.
I was going to say.
That's what I was checking. I was
possibly rooted.
4 damage.
Okay. Still shrieking. Cody?
Can I see it? Probably not.
No.
Why can't he? Oh, because
it's dimly lit here.
Yeah.
Fares rest glow.
But he's got a fire. He's got an endless fire.
That would illuminate about here.
Yeah.
Damn it. Let's make shadow puppets.
Or maybe here, really.
Perception check for more pit traps.
Sure.
Great. 10.
It looks clear.
There's gonna be one in the middle, I think. There's one there. There's probably one there. Does this pathway look traveled?
Yes.
Can I see a particular path?
No. You could definitely see a distinct path if I'm going to assume you rolled. You could see a path avoiding this spot, but through here, no. There's not a distinct path.
Does that mean we're seeing many paths or undiscernible terrain?
I'm just going to bolt 30 feet diagonally clear across the room.
Okay.
Now do I see the Shrieker?
I should have gotten a rag. Yeah, you can see the Shrieker.
Do I see anything else farther on?
Yes.
You don't have to draw it. It's just describe. Whatever I'm
trying to figure out this. Okay.
That's fine.
It's a really big room.
Can I get the new iPad?
Yep. Almost to the end of your visible field.
Right.
Almost 60 feet past this. You can see the... It looks like a cage.
Okay.
And you can see that this wall curves further around this way.
I can still, how thick is this stuff? Are we considering it, difficult terrain?
To go through the areas that I've marked here, yes, that would be difficult terrain.
I'm gonna move to the 5-foot passage that blocks it, so another 10, and take my defensive stance.
Okay.
It's a bonus action.
All right.
Not gonna do anything with that.
It's a mushroom that's sitting there going, they're here, guys!
Did you have to
He's already into a double move.
Well, I know that.
If I do that, there's not much you can do about it.
The double move doesn't count as a bonus action? I thought that's what that was.
No, that takes his action to dash.
No, what I was saying is, instead of moving, could have like, shot it.
They already know we're here. I'm more worried about what's in there. That I heard them unlocking with that 24.
Yep.
I'm trying to become that tunnel fighter I always wanted to grow up to be. Especially since it's now Jeff's turn. What?
You see a two-headed dog come tearing down this hallway. It's going to charge right in front of you.
I think I could hit it before that.
Yeah.
Two-headed dog.
I can stop it before. I can stop it with a 5-foot gap.
You would get your attack. That doesn't decrease its speed.
It does if I hit him.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
His thing does.
If I hit with an op attack, the creature's movement is 0.
Oh, okay.
So if I can hit him at the edge of my range, he would stop before being able to hit
Okay.
him. Now I gotta hit him, so we gotta do that.
Give it a try.
I hope that hits a dog. 19.
That will hit.
Doesn't matter. It's a total of 6 damage, and his movement is 0. So he would stop 5 feet away from me. So if he doesn't have reach, he can't hit me.
So you're saying he would stop here?
Yes. Depending on which way he came around the corner. We've finally gotten to a point where I can actually use some of this shit. If nobody's going to run through the difficult terrain, I can hold the choke. Where is your d20? Is it 10 away from me or is it 15 away from me? I'm just curious. It's kind of sitting on the line.
15.
Okay, thank you. Otherwise, I was going to pop it for funds. And I don't think I want to...
You're sure that it drops its speed to 0?
I have Sentinel. If I hit with an op attack, it's 0.
Do you need a coffee or something?
I need to...
Hey, Jeff?
Yes, I know. I need to remember.
You're doing a great job, and we love you.
You're a good friend.
Boner inspiring.
Jeff's now looking up Sentinel.
You're a scholar. Well, everyone likes you.
That is cool.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to get it with a reach weapon. It's just every time that something is provoked, every time I've got the opportunity to do this, it's always been on something that's fucking large, so it doesn't matter if I stop its movement.
Yep.
So fuck you, dog.
Okay, Troy, you're up.
That's the ticket. I double moved. We're gonna need magic on our side.
Not for the dog, but yes.
I got a bonus action where I can make my hits magical as well.
Okay.
They're re-releasing Deadpool.
Yeah, I'll do that. So my hits will be magical if want them.
Okay.
Physical melee hits.
Does that one cost you points?
No, that's just a bonus action to focus.
Oh, okay. Anything else?
No.
Lucas, you're up.
So you left them in the pit to go help fight things?
Yeah.
It's probably not a bad idea. They'll be all right. I can see the Shrieker or no?
No.
If I go around the pit, though, I can. I got dark vision.
Yeah, but that's more than 60 feet away.
All right.
Where are you wanting to go?
Far enough to get the Shrieker within eyesight.
How come I moved?
Huh?
I was farther over. I was here, wasn't I?
No. I have no idea.
Yeah, you were... Move yourself laterally 10 feet. You were like... No, I don't think you were that far. I think you were back a space or so. Yeah, there-ish. Because I knew that you...
I wasn't still at the pit, yeah.
No, I actually think you were one more square back. Because I was annoyed that you stepped in front of me, which means something could get to you that I couldn't stop from hitting you.
I'm going to guess 10 doesn't hit.
No, it does not.
Are you flying, Lucas?
No, I just moved.
What'd you throw?
Eldritch Blast.
You blew a chunk of fungus off of something else, but...
You've learned the ways of Wushu, Jeff. It's fine. You should mount that on an old Heroclix thing, because that was badass.
Matt. Yeah, unless you got anything else.
Anything? No, all my bonuses are healing, so it doesn't...
Matt.
I don't have anything.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25. And, I'll hit the doggy with... No, I'll hit this again with the Shrieker with this.
Okay.
Dex.
The old Heroclix Lucas is... You could pop up and... So, like, if you were Iron Man, you could fly at, like, 5 different
Fail.
Levels.
Nice.
5.
Okay.
I never did any.
Still shrieking.
Shrieking more pained?
I don't know that it would. Cody, make me another perception check. Troy, you can too. You're the furthest up.
That's not. 8.
20.
You hear large footsteps.
Oh yeah, no, I know something's coming. I will shout out something fucking big.
You're up.
I'm gonna swing on the dog.
Okay.
It's crit 20.
Nice.
25 total to hit him. Wish I'd use it on whatever the big thing is. I need the top one, right?
Should be melee?
Yeah, melee.
No, yours are slashing, piercing, bludgeoning, and magic. So figure out which one's slashing.
Slashing, I assume, is the one with the axe and the sword.
Axes, yes.
Slice tendon, double damage, and the target speed is reduced by half until its next turn.
Cool.
Until the end of its next turn.
Okay.
So double damage, that's 2d10. Plus 3. 9 damage.
Okay.
Is it dead?
No.
I'm going to take a 5-foot step back that way and take my defensive stance. Yes.
Does your defensive stance only last for one round? Because you already took it once.
No, it lasts until the start of my next turn. Yeah, oh, okay. So it does. Yeah. Okay. I need to take it at the end of every turn to defend everybody.
I got you.
So the question is either take the defensive stance with the sentinel bonuses or flip around and get that extra pump of damage.
Okay.
The extra attack.
It's going to try and move in again.
And I'll swing on it.
Yep.
17 hit.
It will.
11 damage.
Nice.
Still not dead?
Still not
dead. Fucking hell.
The dog?
Yes. The two-headed dog.
That's true. Troy, do you need to move?
Are both heads mad?
Probably not.
Hmm?
Does one of them look like it's very alarmed?
No. Both of these heads are snapping and biting and...
Just unless play you music, it'll go to sleep.
Forward.
3 heads.
Oh,
basically. Like, unless you want to move me there.
I mean, so, I think it's anyone that can see or hear me.
See me.
You hit with them, whatever you spin. One friendly creature that can see or hear me can maneuver at half speed as a reaction, if that's particularly helpful.
I don't really want to move, because I understand what your skills are. So unless that will hinder you...
No, but I think the big thing's just going to come around here and just charge through the terrain like it's no big deal.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if you would like to back up having known that something big is coming. I mean, you get more hit points than me, so you can face check it all you want.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm
I won't spend a superiority die on it. I'll just sit.
Okay. I guess it's not going to do anything.
Nope, it's going to sit there and look intimidating.
Okay.
There it be.
There's a very large two-headed giant.
Just going to try and get you a chance to get out of there. Hinterkaifeck. They get thirsty too, Matt. And I found a new creepy murder thing that I'm going to reference a lot. Just Google the Bloody Benders.
I started listening to a podcast.
Is it happy? That doesn't sound very happy.
Dude, you watch American Horror Story? Cult?
Watch that shit.
There is a giant and 4D6s following it.
4D6s that look like Darrow cultists?
Look a little bit like Cthulhu dice to me.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
One in much fancier robes.
I heard them on Lore. Not long ago, actually.
And one Darrow in a funny looking hat.
Droki, you fuck!
They move up to that point and that's the end of their...
So the wizard with the AoE is now going to cast Fireball, right?
Troy.
I swear to God, if I die, I'm just going to throw a fucking Fireball all goddamn day long.
I believe you do have some Alchemist Fire.
That's not the same thing at all.
It burnt.
Should have thrown it down the pit trap.
Hey, remember when you guys gave me a bunch of shit? Fuck you. If it would have been an instant kill, absolutely. You're not going to share my goddamn XP. But they found
that. Oh, they are.
They found that fucking pit trap.
They have contributed to this encounter.
I will split the XP with them on the pit trap.
Hey, if they're not alive, they don't get it.
Chill touch on the giant.
Okay.
Probably not going to hit.
It's large.
13.
That'll hit.
Oh.
You got to remember, they're big. It's like, can you hit the broadside of a barn?
I don't remember these things being this easy.
For max damage of 8, so that's 8 necrotic. Is it undead?
No.
Okay. You cannot regain hit points until the start of my next turn.
Cool.
And there's a hand clinging to him.
You want
to
make those 1, 2, 3, and 4?
Every time he looks away, switch them around.
Then I'll just quit writing down damage.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Nope. It wouldn't. Anything else, Troy?
Can we not go through here?
We can.
It's difficult terrain.
And it's shroomy, so, you know.
The more I can funnel them, the more effective I can be at just stopping them.
No, so, I'm done.
Lucas.
Hold on a second.
Nope, you said you were done.
Well, I want to clarify.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
I guess you don't really care about its half speed.
Oh, boy.
Not when it can't fucking move.
Nope.
Bitch.
Motherfucker. This is really the first time I've been able to use my tunnel fighter.
I know, and it's worked beautifully.
It's so nice. It's literally what I built the character for. This right here. It's the first time we've fought in a choke point. Although I was going to try and throw whatever came at us in the pit trap. Then he said it was big, so I was like, that probably...
How far away is that giant from me?
This too far.
More than 60.
It doesn't... It actually really doesn't. It doesn't matter.
Right at 60.
Yeah, it doesn't matter anyway. Well... Eldritch Blast is 120, and I double it because of the Spell Sniper, so that's fine.
Well, the map in total is 120.
That is a critical failure.
Roll it. No, you don't have to worry about that. Troy, roll me a D100 right quick.
Sure.
No, I'm sorry. It's a D20. Sorry.
That crit failed.
Tree.
Okay.
Not tree fitty?
Just tree.
You want me to read it?
Here you go.
Is it the bottom one?
It's the bottom one.
Wasted by your own petard? What is a petard? P-E-T. I don't know this word.
You're hung on your own sword.
Fair enough.
Petard's actually...
It's a weird word.
Lance, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't even know.
I guess what you'd use to... like Vlad, right?
Doesn't
Vlad
make sense in this in magic. Anyway, you become vulnerable to the damage type of the spell you attempted to cast until you finished a short rest. So I'm vulnerable to force damage.
No, that's why it's called hoisted on your own petard. The phrase means, like, you thought your strength is now your weakness. You have been fucked up by your own plan. You're now weak to force damage.
I sneezed while I was tempting.
Which probably isn't going to be a big gut. Well,
is it my turn?
Yeah. Are you done?
We don't know what that
Yes, I am done.
Matt, it is your turn.
Just throw a magic missile at him.
I'm going to just take a defensive stance. And I'm going to summon my... hammer appears right there.
Oh, you're going to use dodge and cast spiritual weapon.
Yeah.
No, he's taking a defensive stance and summoning Mjolnir.
I mean, there's nothing to dodge, but whatever. Does a 24 hit?
Yes.
They're immune to spiritual damage. Weapon.
Huh?
8 damage.
That's a 1.
Yeah.
What are you adding to your...
My spell attack bonus?
No.
No, it's my just my wisdom proficiency. Modifier. Okay, it's 6.
You have a plus 5?
Yes.
I have plus 5 intelligence. So suck it.
Yeah, they both cheated. It's fine.
I didn't cheat. Yeah.
I saw him roll the 18.
I sat here and rolled.
Yeah, now you suck it.
There's a whole character creation episode in which you can go listen to it. And then when you're done, promptly yourself with something.
Long and or hard.
Okay. Cody, you're up.
If they show the desire to go for Matt, I choose not to use my bonus actions. Yeah, I'm going to stab the damn dog again.
Okay.
Because I need
stab
to
the damn dog.
I need to control my chokehold. Ooh, that one may not hit. 11.
No, that will not hit.
So, what spell attack bonus?
That's your to hit with a targeted spell. So if it were
this would have been using that instead of my regular attack.
That's your
bonus?
To hit.
Oh, okay. Well, then it would have been like 26.
Okay.
Do you think that it's actually going to hold that choke? Does it count as difficult terrain for the giant?
You wouldn't expect so.
Okay, so logistically speaking, I don't think that that's going to be a choke point for that giant at all.
Nope.
Then I will... Can I take a 5-foot step straight back again then? And take my defensive stance?
Here?
Or
here?
No, I meant kind of on the patchy bit. There.
Is the dog dead?
No. I missed it. I'm going to get a stab at here in a second again. And I'll take my defensive stance.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
All right. Dog's going to move up since Cody moved back and attack Troy. And probably miss on both. Both heads come up and snap at you. And trying to hold to me. 19.
That will hit.
That will hit. For 4 damage and a constitution save, please.
Should have popped it and then moved.
What kind of damage was that?
Piercing.
Con save
is a 10, and it's going to get splashed with some acid.
Okay. That requires spending points, right?
Yeah.
Roll me a d20.
11.
Okay.
5 acid damage.
Blah! I'm a little worried about this constitution model. Oh, no. Just trying to take you down.
Probably. Okay, you are poisoned.
Oh, that's no bueno.
Who got poisoned?
Do me a favor and look up what poison does. It's in the back of the
if
player's
I
hand.
I somehow can change my resistance to poison.
It's not usually a resistance.
No, resistance to poison reduces your poison damage.
Okay.
I have that, right?
Yes, dwarves have that.
Hey, there's a healing potion you could drink.
I think it's... disadvantage on attacks and skills, but I'm not sure.
That sounds right.
No, you're on the road.
Disadvantage on attack and ability checks.
Yep. Yes, ability checks is skill checks, Cody.
Yes, I know it is. Thank you, Jeff. I take back all the love I gave you earlier. You're a shit.
Okay. At this point...
Fuck, that really sucks. God damn.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to spell snipe things, those might be a good choice, Luke.
You want those things dead, or you want the giant dead?
Well, the people who are summoning and or potentially controlling the giant are the important people. I was just saying, I keep thinking we're facing a lot more than we actually are.
Yeah, you're confusing me, Troy.
Throw more dice out there.
You're confused.
Okay.
Maybe somebody brought his minis.
Troy.
Too far away from the choke now.
2 crossbow quarrels go zipping past you. Cody, I'm betting 2 of them hit you.
I choose not to believe your reality.
That's a 19 to hit on both.
I'm immune to prime numbers. Yes, I get shot twice. Matt, reach out there and grab those for me.
I'm not a monk.
It's worth a shot. Fuck. It's 2 good shots.
That's 9 points of damage and 8 points of damage.
Maybe your next... character can have an Australian accent.
Nope. But I'll make sure that you hate it, whatever it is.
Was this I've all got... the way back here?
Yeah.
I think
you
so.
Fucking placed him. No. This is my spiritual weapon.
Yeah, the giant was here, so yeah, it was there.
Okay.
So the green die is the guy in the special robes?
It was, but at the beginning of his turn, he disappears.
Yes, that's the one to spell snipe.
Well, now I can't see it.
Well, it doesn't last because as soon as he attacks, it ends. But it's really weird. It's like he blends into the shadows. As soon as he stops moving, he becomes invisible within the shadows.
The Predator.
Lamont Cranston knows.
And since he becomes invisible before he attacks, he's going to get a...
Advantage shot. Probably going to hit?
But who's he get it on? Because two of us are in our defensive posture.
Fuck all.
That'd be a 19. Oh, you did take dodge.
He did too.
No, I take a defensive stance.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, then I will re-roll. And a bolt of force goes whipping past you.
Does it whip my hair back and forth?
Kinda, yeah.
Does he become visible then after shooting?
He does. And once that happens, a globe of darkness...
Oh, fuck you.
Pops right around there. Is that 3, 4, 5? Yeah, that's about right.
That's pretty clever. So for those of you who can't see it at home, Troy and I are standing in the choke, trying to hold the choke to allow Lucas to sling spells from the back, and Matt was going to come up to create the wall. They have dropped the darkness on those two assholes. It's clever. It's very clever.
Jump in it.
In the darkness? Maybe.
Troy, you're up.
You, without disengaging, you will take two attacks.
Yeah.
One of them by a big goddamn club.
What's the white thing? The white die?
The dog.
Dog. Damn, the dog.
Dealt like 30 damage to already.
It does look like it's on its last leg.
Four of them?
No, 8, because it's got two heads, right?
I don't know. You tell me.
It's got four legs.
I think that's a smart move. I think it's a smart move for me at this point, because I'm going to hit a disadvantage on my attack rolls. I can get rid of that. But
that's fine. Disengage into the darkness. Just disengage and yell retreat and go back into the darkness. We can fight all the way down this tunnel and just keep making Jeff draw it if you want. Spiritual weapon is concentration, right?
Yeah.
Or no?
I don't think so.
No,
because I can still do cantrips and
shit. Yeah, and it stuck around once he got knocked out before.
Yep.
Huh.
It just stays for a minute.
I was just curious, since he lost line of sight on it, if it would pop or not.
It will just sit there floating in place until he directs it. But, yeah, so long as he doesn't have line of sight, he can't direct.
Yep, I'm going to disengage.
Okay.
I'm going to attempt to keep moving. So it's probably going to be some sort of...
Dex check.
Roll. So do I have to roll first, and then like you'll pick a direction, or...
No, just dex check. You know you're running in a general direction.
I want to try... Making sure you don't fall over.
I understand that. I want to try to, like, move at a on an angle, though.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Roll me a dex check. That'll do. Anything else?
No, because that's an action to disengage. So.
Yep.
Nope.
Lucas.
I'm up against that wall, yeah? Can I just follow that wall until I get out of the darkness?
Sure.
But it's a globe.
Hey, I can see now, right? I'm going to attack the guy that just reappeared, I guess.
Okay. He'll have cover.
I ignore it.
Oh, cool.
Natural 20.
I like how he had to move a water bottle to show it off.
Confirm.
That's not how you confirm a 20, but that's cool.
No, we made a joke earlier that he was doing... Fadre used to do that a lot because he had, you know...
He was giving me shit because I can't see the dice.
Fadre would always go, it's a 17. So we never believed anything that he rolled. Lucas was doing that.
Lucas needs to go to the eye doctor.
Big boom. Triple damage. If this attack deals force or thunder damage, the target is pushed back 2d4 times 5 feet. If it is large or smaller, taking 1d6 bludgeoning damage for every 5 feet traveled.
Damn.
Wow.
Now that's a lot of adding. Yeah. That's a lot of math. So
we are going to sit here and let Lucas do all of this math.
Bear with me, guys.
Get your phone out.
Yeah. Fucking take your shoes off. Metal offer up his.
Okay, so triple damage, so it's 3d10 plus...
Plus one modifier.
One modifier, which is 5.
No, I can use three times.
Well, I remember there was a time we did 3d10 and a modifier. Oh, it was... Two tens and...
Six.
Oh, well, 10, 5, and 5. 20 damage.
10 total. 11 total. Really shit damage. Plus the 5 is 16.
Okay, yep. You're good so far.
Now, how many d4?
I think it was. He is pushed.
I
want to
write the 16 down before you forget it.
I got it.
He's pushed back 2d4 times 5.
times five?
Jesus. Yes.
One. Three. Okay. Four.
Four times five is 20. So he's pushed back 20 feet, taking 1d6 bludgeoning for every 5 feet.
So four.
I'm using my new d6s.
Ooh. Another 16.
32 damage.
Good job. Hot damn.
So that was pretty fun.
That's even considering you didn't even do... Did he even do median? He didn't even do median on his attack.
No.
He did a, like 11.
Yeah, it was the
11 on 3d10.
Yeah.
Still 32 damage.
Yeah, he could attack another 8d6 damage. Yeah.
Easy. Easy. That's insane.
I
mean, God, what would be the max on that?
So wait, did you get hit earlier?
Yes.
35
and 48.
Five. Yeah, 48.
So that would have been 48 plus
1.8 HP. No, I cannot roll more higher than a 2.
Right, that's 48.
For that.
45 plus. Oh,
that's a great attack. I did a thing.
That's pretty solid. Pretty solid.
Pretty good.
No, that was decent.
Thanks, Lord Games.
I don't suppose he's dead, is he?
No, show you to put me in the damn darkness.
Was that Droki?
No, that wasn't.
No, that's Droki.
Okay.
That was the, yeah, that's the guy that we assumed.
Droki cast the darkness.
Yeah. Well, somebody did. So that guy's way off the map, though.
Here-ish.
Get fucked.
That was fun.
Okay, sorry. It goes to Matt.
I would probably saunter forward and go, hey, what the fuck? Who turned out the lights? Oh, shit.
It sounds like a Matt thing.
You'll have to move one more.
Fuck. So I would Sacred Flame the doggy.
Okay.
Deck safe.
That's a really good deck save.
Yeah, it's probably plus 2. So 18?
Yeah. Okay. And then this guy's going to go uno, dos, tres, cuatro, and he's going to hit the fucking doggy.
No matter what happens, we will kill a dog.
So it is 7 plus 14?
Yeah, that'll hit.
For 7 damage.
7?
Yeah. So you have 1 hit point left.
Yes, 1 hit point left.
I blow on him.
You're going to blow a dog?
Cody. Go.
Are you moving back into the darkness, Matt?
No, I probably would have thought ahead like that. I wouldn't have.
Yeah, but you really fucking dick blocked me. He's occupying.
I'm in this one.
He's occupying. Right?
He wants you to sight of the
these four.
My hip. I mean, I got a 19.
Doesn't matter. He wants the dog to attack him, so he has the opportunity to attack.
So I'm with
him. Yep.
In the middle. It's hard to defend when I'm not in the middle. Yeah, I hit the dog.
Go for it.
I hit him with a 21.
You do.
I'm going to do at least 1 damage if you'd like to take him off the board.
The devil dog falls. Or death dog. Death dog, that's what it is.
Yeah, devil dogs are those delicious Hostess snacks.
I need my bonus action. I don't know if it's like an action, or is it a bonus action?
I honestly don't remember. I know you looked it up at one point.
I keep forgetting, because I'll look it up, it's fine.
I think it's a bonus. I'll look it up. You do whatever you need.
I need to take my bonus action so I can be ready to hit that thing when it comes charging, and just hoping I'm becoming enough of a target. I probably won't take my second wind anyway, because I think it's a bonus action.
Okay.
If it were an action, I would take it. I don't want to take up my bonus.
Are you going to take your defensive?
Bonus action.
Yeah, I will take my defensive stance.
Okay.
Because I want to hit the thing when it comes running in at me.
How does the giant understand spiritual weapon? Why isn't he attacking the spiritual weapon?
Because he can see it's an ethereal spell effect thing.
Be focused on, like, defending against it?
That's built into your armor class.
I'm taking my defensive stance.
Okay.
And I can hit him there.
Two-headed thing will move up. He didn't move more than 5 feet within your range.
He doesn't have to move more than 5 feet within my range.
Yeah, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Pole arm master? Tunnel fire?
While wielding a glaive, halberd, pike, or quarterstaff, other creatures provoke an opportunity attack from you when they enter the reach you have with that weapon.
Okay, there you go. Oh yeah, I'm thinking when they try to move past you.
Death.
They have to move more than 5 feet.
Except for sentinel. I've really tried to find contingency.
That's only when it attacks somebody.
But creature, well, anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I will try and hit him and stop his movement where he's at. Which would still mean he's going to
He's stopping right there.
Yeah, I know. 17.
That, I believe, will hit.
Well, he hit with a 12, so I hope so.
Yep.
There's no other enemies around. Matt, would you like to move? Because I'm going to give him additional damage.
I can just move?
Yes, I can give you the ability to move away from where you're currently at.
Sure.
He's got to hit first.
Already hit.
Oh, you hit. Yeah, sorry.
So that's that plus battle die plus the superiority die. So it's D10 plus D8 plus 3. I've got his attention now. 17 damage.
Nice. All good?
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
It's his turn.
It is.
Yeah, you can move up to half your speed without provoking an opportunity attack on whatever I hit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
One at each of you.
Did you not move far enough away to not get hit by him?
I don't know. You just told me to move.
He's still within reach.
Again, blurring the lines.
So you could have gone around him or something.
What's his reach?
Or into the dark.
Right here.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
He's occupying an entire square.
Reaches this and reaches this.
Whatever.
He's big.
He is. And that will hit both of you. Rolled a 16 and a 19.
So which one went to which?
It doesn't matter because I think he's going to add a plus 4 or 5.
Plus 7.
They're big.
It could matter though, right?
Not with the plus 7.
28.
28 damage?
No, 28 to hit.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The small one was a 23.
Right. He had shield.
I didn't use shield.
I'm just saying you could. It would have bumped it out.
15 damage, Matt. And 15 damage to Kira.
Okay.
A battle axe comes around and hits you, and a morning star comes around and hits Kira. Kira, 2 crossbow bolts. I bet you both of those are going to miss. 16?
16 will hit.
16 will hit. For 4 damage. I don't know that they could see Morik.
Oh, no. I expected that I'm going to get lit up. I didn't expect to get lit up this much, but I expected to get lit up.
Both of those will hit. That's 17 on each. 6 and 5.
Okay. I'm on the ground.
Okay. Narak is going to move back up.
Did you say you're on the ground?
Yeah.
Oh,
I've been dealt like 47 or 40 damage already. 43 damage is what I've soaked so far.
It's a good thing your cleric's right next to you.
Is it?
I'd like my cleric to have had 15 more hit points.
You just told me to move. I thought it helped you get damage or something.
It's called self-sacrifice, you twat.
In character, why would you do that for me?
In character? Because you can do more shit. Because Kira, in her entire life, has just been the person that runs to the front and stabs the thing so other people can live. Literally, her job is to defend the tunnel to the last man. She just hasn't gotten that far yet. Today may be the day where I sacrifice to let Matt help get away. And he only moved 5 feet instead of up to the 10 that he could have. Making that sacrifice almost in vain.
Lucas.
Yeah.
Wave his hands and point at you.
Uh-huh.
And you feel a magical effect take effect. I'm not sure that you would know what it is because I know it's not a spell that you cast.
I don't get a save?
You do not get a save.
That's interesting. I don't know of too many spells that don't have saves.
There are plenty of spells that don't have saves.
Yeah, they're called attacks.
No.
No.
This is not an attack either.
No.
It's more like a lair action.
No.
Nope. A first level warlock spell.
Do I know any warlocks?
You know warlocks. The question is, do you know any competent warlocks?
And then he's going to use his action to cast, what's that one you cast? Eldritch Blast?
Yeah. Where to?
Oh, at you.
You missed.
I missed.
Yep.
I don't have anything good, do I? Not for me.
So I'm close enough that I would get an he would get an opportunity attack if I moved at him.
Yup.
Fuck me running.
Man.
If only someone gave you the ability to do that a round ago. Weird.
So, I don't know the reach of a giant. I'm sorry.
Again, how long have we been playing this game?
This isn't even the first giant we fought
in this game. In this month.
Oh, hey. He does have that.
I was going to say, he got something that can allow him to slip through that.
Huh?
Is he taking an action? Does he have something to allow him to slip through the fungus?
Yeah, he's moving really fast.
Oh, that's right. That's fucking Drokey.
He's going to come up and stab Matt. But I bet he's going to miss.
Unless he's got a plus, like, 8.
That's a 17.
Nope.
Troy, you're up.
Troy's in the middle of magical darkness, hearing his friends die around him. Well, Oon friend.
No.
Yeah, you have no idea what's going on. You poke your head out.
Okay.
You can't use a bonus action to reaction in the same way.
Yeah, you
can.
And a regular action?
Yes.
Yes.
F***ing A.
Action, bonus action, reaction. And if I was ever not fighting goddamn giants with 10-foot reach, I could stop like 17 people in front of us.
All three of those spaces would give you partial.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, look at this guy.
If you, it would give whoever you tried to attack partial cover because you're in and out of the darkness.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that.
Okay.
I was.
And you would have a hard time seeing anything on this side of the darkness.
No.
Okay.
My action is to spend 3 side points and get rid of my poison condition.
Okay. Lucas, you're up.
I don't know who's the bigger threat.
He's under contract through 20.
Sucks. Suck. Because to dodge is an action, right?
It is.
Oh, no. Bonus action. I'm going to be able to lay on hands. I'm switching my focus.
Oh, okay.
Give me a wisdom saving throw from the giant.
Okay.
Okay. I like where we're going.
Ooh.
I like Jeff's roll.
That'd be a 3.
Get fucked.
Right. It's a little spell called Mind Spike.
It sounds cool.
Please be good.
And then he gets... It deals 2d6 damage. Okay. Matt's like, okay, okay. And then gives him plus 1d8 strength.
It's 3d8 psychic damage.
I doubt it.
Nope, that's just it. Unless it causes an effect.
It does, but it's not really helpful because I don't think he's going to move.
I mean, he might. You should let Jeff know what it is.
So 13 psychic damage, and you always know the target's location until the spell ends, which lasts up to an hour. Only while the you two are on the same plane. While you have this knowledge, the target cannot become hidden from you, and even if it's invisible, it gains no benefit from that condition against you. Not that it would happen, but...
That would have been really
curious,
helpful.
Why didn't you do that on the fucking invisible guy?
Because I'm trying to figure out who's the bigger threat to everyone, and that guy is in
damage?
Front of you. It was 13.
13? Boom, boom, boom.
I'm not that worried about that guy. This guy is destroying everyone.
I would be.
Still a good spell. Still a good spell.
It is a good spell.
And I can always cast it again.
Oh, shit. Thanks. Boy, that sure is a really great gun. Here, give it to that 3-year-old.
I'm just trying to keep you assholes alive. I'm sorry.
Fucking Trixie Hobbits.
Fuck you from now on. I'll just throw things at the Shrieker instead.
Matt.
Am I in darkness?
Yeah.
Then how'd he fucking hit me?
You would have disadvantage to hit because you are in and out of the dark. He can see you emerging from the dark.
That seems like some shady bullshit, motherfucker. Whatever, it's your sandbox.
Is this the last stand of this party? Because it's starting to look like it.
Is he in darkness?
He is not.
Well, I'm going to fucking hit him with a warhammer because he's a bitch. That hits. 18 plus 5,
23. Yeah, I can't mess with that. Not right now. Go ahead.
5 damage.
Okay.
Spiritual weapon.
Go for it.
Hit the giant. 22.
That'll hit.
For 8 damage.
Okay.
And then reaction, casting shield on myself.
That is when you get hit.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, my bad. Continue. Ow. Just tweak something.
Right. I just tweaked something. Ow.
Stand up.
You want me to pop it?
Cody.
Let's take a break. I need a smoke. Come on.
Cody.
Death saving throw?
Yes.
Because you haven't laid on hands yet, have you? 10. I don't remember if 10 is a pass or fail.
It's a pass. It's a DC 10.
Oh, I meant to bonus action throw a D6 at you. Oh, well. Excellent. I never did take my bonus action.
I mean, you literally, the last thing you said in your turn was let you assholes die, so.
Just you.
I just made
I don't know that I can take other actions.
Sorry.
I didn't think a 10 passed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought 1 through 10 was a fail and 11 through 20 was a pass.
Yeah, because there's no 0 on a die.
Right.
10 should be a fail.
Prove me wrong.
I mean, I don't really want to, so I'm not going to. I'm just letting you know that I don't think that that's correct. So I thought it was a 50-50 roll. Doesn't matter. If you really wanted to, you could kill me literally right now.
Yeah, I know. Troy. Miss.
Where are those fucking rolls earlier? God damn.
Troy, the battle axe comes at you, and Morik, the mace or the morning star, comes at you, and both go whiffing over your head.
Yep. The book says if it's 10 or higher, you succeed.
That makes no sense, but okay.
It gives you the slight advantage.
A game where every character can heal themselves, that's
two crossbow bolts at L&L. It's 13 damage.
Looks like an 18 and a 19.
Oh, sorry, I saw the 12. Sorry. Oh. Forgot that was the person.
Yeah, that one's Droki. And two are going to go at Morik. Crit on one, but miss on the other.
They're at disadvantage since he's A, behind a giant, and B, halfway through darkness.
Nah.
What's their modifier?
On the crit, it doesn't matter.
Well, can't I just say shield and then it's okay?
Nope.
Fuck you. Damn it. It's a fucking point to have that fucking spell.
Our title track, Elders, is brought to you by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com or by following the link on our homepage at rancorsbrothel.com. Enjoy the cards used during the podcast? Check out those and many other excellent Nord Games products at nordgamesllc.com. Tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you. Want to support the podcast? Donate to the cause at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Patrons receive exclusive content, the opportunity to play games with us, the chance to win unique prizes, and more. And don't forget to join in the conversation on Facebook by following the Rancor's Brothel and joining the group Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. Follow us on Twitter at rancors_brothel and email your comments and suggestions to betweentwocrits@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. You listen.